So, I just mentioned culture. Let's talk about cultural considerations when asking about suicide. So, this is a quote from Dr. Doreen Marshall, the Senior Director of Education and Prevention of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. She says, just like there are cultural influences on one's view of physical health, there are cultural influences on how individuals might view their mental health distress. So, we must be aware of cultural factors when we're assessing for suicidal ideation or behaviors. Each client that we work with has their own unique intersection of cultural factors, and this interacts with those in their social support system and can be similar to those in their social support group in some ways and differ in others. So, we always want to come with cultural humility, with a desire to understand the cultural factors that are influencing the client around issues of suicide risk. So, we want to be aware of possible stigma related to mental illness and suicidality. And this might be their own, or maybe from they experience this from those in their family or social circle. And to keep in mind that stigma and around mental illness and suicidality is certainly not specific to one culture, right? It's not one size fits all. Some may minimize or ignore symptoms. Some of our clients may do that. Some of their family members may do that towards them. Or maybe they consider them a sign of personal weakness or a moral failing. And that could lead to a fear of reaching out to those in their social support system. It could also impede them from being honest with you about having some suicidal thoughts or behaviors.